أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفرأيتم ما تحرثون. In the previous ayats, Allah تبارك وتعالى said, نحن خلقناكم فلولا تصدقون. It is we who have created you, so why don't you believe in them? Why don't you testify and accept that Allah is our creator, and consequently that we are obedient to Allah تبارك وتعالى and follow His commands? For He's not only our creator, but He is the one who sustains us, who gives us everything. And then Allah gave the examples of how a child is born, that your work is only so much that you put a drop of sperm in the womb of the mother to be, and that is all. After that, you don't even have any superficial control over what is happening. The formation of the child, the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, their functioning, all this is only done by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then not in one baby, but about 250,000 babies a day are born in the world. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is making so many babies. If man today, if scientists, medical scientists can clone one human being, they'll make such headlines and they will claim so much about it. But Allah Ta'ala is making 250,000 humans every day. And this is the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So that Allah Ta'ala explained it. And also there Allah Ta'ala explained that when you have come in the world the first time and you were nothing whatsoever, and then what is it difficult for me to bring you the second time in another world? You came in this world which you did not know at all. And then we made you grow up, we saw to your needs. So when we will transfer you to the next world, what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala? The next Allah Ta'ala says, four examples Allah Ta'ala gives here. أَفْرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ فَلَا دِيْكُتُوْ شُوْتُمْ بُوْتِهُ. Consider that which you are farming. All your farming which you are doing, your food that you are getting, your grain, your corn, all the food, the grass, the various types of vegetables, the various types of fruit, all the food that you are eating, think of the farming and how it is being done. أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. کیا تم اس کو کرتے ہو کھیتی یا ہم ہے کھیتی کرنے والے. Are you really the farmers or are we the real farmers? That is, all what you do is first you loosen the soil. That is what your tractors in these days, etc., you loosen the soil. And then fertilizer is put nowadays. Then the seeds you put, you cover it up again. After that, you have got no control over that seed. Whether it's going to open up and grow or not, you've got no control. It is only we, the seed that you have put in the ground, that we make it split apart. And then a shoot comes out above the ground. Then we grow it into a full mealy farm of wheat or fruit, orchard, etc. And every stage in its process, it is only we who are doing it. We are making it grow day and night. And we are having the effects of the sun, the moon, the stars on it, the winds that are blowing on it. It is only we who are doing that. You have got no say whatsoever in all that. لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجْعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا. اور اگر ہم چاہے تو کر ڈالے اس کو روندن. And if we wish to, and we see this happening also, then we make it turn dry completely, that whole mealy farm. How many times we see, when rains don't come on the times, the mealy crop had only grown about a meter or even less, and it has turned dry. And sometimes it has grown full, but the last rains did not come. And you see that whole mealy crop turning dry. And then it is crushed and it is fed to the animals. Nothing was achieved from it. Or we can send one flood on that farm and everything can get washed away. And these cases happen all the time. And for example, we must make a lot of shukr. The rains that we are getting, like last night's heavy rains, perhaps half an hour, 1 hour or so. But where floods come, 6 days, 7 days, 8 days, continuous hard rains, then what can man do in front of that? Even rescue workers do not go in there when the condition is like that. This is all only in the control of Allah Ta'ala, and man must realize that how little he is and insignificant he is in the eyes, in front of the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. فَزَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ پھر تم ساری دن وہ باتیں بناتے. And when we bring this destruction, we destroy that farm of yours. And that is not just that at our will for nothing, because of some guna of yours, where you exceeded the limits. And then we send down that with these conditions, whether it comes like in a hailstorm, whether it no rains whatsoever, whether floods come, whatever, or termites start eating up that crop whatsoever. Whatever it is in our qudrat. And then you are left talking all the time. And you are saying this happened, that happened, and it becomes a big issue. Today in the newspapers it will become, today over the phones it will become, and it becomes one big issue. You are sorrowful, remorseful at that time, and you are very sad also that we invested so much in this crop, in our crop for this year, and everything is gone. And you even say, Inna lamughramun. Hum to qarzdar reh gaye. We were thinking of making a profit, but now we are gone in debt, and a huge debt we have incurred, and we don't know what to do. Bal nahnu mahroomun. Balki hum be naseeb ho gaye. In fact, we have lost everything. We have become penniless. Everything of ours is gone. And this is an example of a farm. It can happen in a business also. How many businesses go bankrupt also? So all this, the whole thing of it, we have to realize it is Allah who is the doer. And when we realize that, for non-Muslims to accept Allah, as Muslims, then to become obedient to Allah Ta'ala and obey the commandments of Allah. If we have made faults, to make tawbah and correct our lives and turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.